Welcome back, friends. Okay. So preparing for, recalling the past year, preparing for eternal life, there were many elements and suggestions that were given for the approximate time of death, you know, notifying the parish, having custody of what you were saying in the presence of the dying person, because hearing is last to go. The apostolic blessing, and if the priest doesn't know it, or for whatever reason you can't have it, there was the suggestion of perhaps a priest calling it in over the person. A deacon could say it, and I've seen some speculation of laity also being able to offer it for the person before them, but we always want to do our best. You know, we always want to do our best. And so, you know, I think having a priest available, priest calling in, is certainly doing our best. Okay. So underlying that show, or that those episodes, was this book. This is really a fundamental text, and it's The Art of Dying, a new annotated translation by Brother Columba Thomas, a Dominican and a medical doctor. He was, I believe, Yale Wolf, gonna nail that down, certainly at Ivy League Medical School when he received his vocation. So he brings up a document from the Middle Ages, same title, with Ars Moriendi, and he represents it, if you will, for our times. But so I don't know if you were like that, Sarah. I don't know if you're like that. You're probably not nearly as cynical and nervous about things like I hear new translations, and I wonder what in the world has been left on the side of the road. So I'm sure all of you are not nearly that way, but I am. And I hear new and I go, oh my goodness. But I think Brother Thomas did an outstanding job of being faithful to the Middle Ages, the Middle Age sensibility, their piety, and most importantly, the translation, but bringing it in to our time, right? Because they don't have some of the issues that we face with the technology that surrounds the dying process. So I think it's an excellent translation. And he makes this point. So the faithful of the Middle Ages had a robust faith, and at least in comparison to our modern Western society. So some people cast aspersions on their focusing on death so much is because of the plagues and their brutish life. And there might be some natural reasons to that. But he takes a stance against it, and he says, no, in reality, it was their love of the Lord and his church what motivated the original text. And that's true, because we're going to see that, you know, the life lived in the death experience. The historical context, author and date. The Council of Constance, 1414 to 1418, emphasized reform, catechesis, and devout Christian living. Jean Gerson wrote a short treatise, Scienza Bene Morendi, The Science of Dying Well, and appeared at the Council of Constance and was widely distributed there. The author for the final form that scholars encounter has been suggested to be Dominican, but that too is open for debate. So the seed was Jean Gerson, but it was expanded over some time. The faith, yes, it's faith. The thesis statement restated The purpose of this essay, so he refers to his book as an essay, is threefold. One, to provide a general description of the Ars Moriendi in its longer and shorter versions, including overall structure and content. So he's giving you access to original documents in the in two typical forms. Two, it was to identify key principles in the Ars Moriendi pertaining to the preparation for death. And three, to consider how these principles both cast light upon limitations in contemporary approaches. So he's going to show, you know, how the Middle Ages proposed and where we are, and we have some limitations here where we are, and also provide a remedy for them. So we just don't sit here wringing our hands, but we don't have a way forward.
So what was, did you say a little bit about what the premise of that particular council was?
Constance, yes. It emphasized reform, catechesis, and devout Christian living. So that devout Christian living easily could be, this text could seem fitting very well in that area.
Right, absolutely. I mean, the four things within the church that the church is, you know, always anxious to teach us about, right? Heaven, hell, what is it? Heaven, hell, purgatory, and dying. What is the, I'm missing the third all of a sudden. It just went out of my head.
Final judgment.
Yeah, the final judgment, right, exactly. I mean, so, in terms of catechesis, for the general person, it really is a great grace that the church gives us a document like this. And in some sense, and when did you say that this gentleman republished it for the modern era?
2021. I haven't gotten to that, but it was just in the few years.
And really, just within the past years. Wow, that's great.
It is. And you brought this up, as you often do, catechesis. So right. A big thrust with the art of dying is going to be a real familiarity with the truths of our faith, catechesis, teaching. And the more we hear that, and remember, that was something we talked about with Prepare for Eternal Life, is to hear the creed, right? The Apostles' Creed. Where did the Apostles' Creed come from? We came from our blessed Lord. He taught the apostles. You know, our faith is credo. It's credo. And where did that come? It's from our blessed Lord. Those 12 planks. And hearing, right, that's catechesis, and that is, informs our Christian living. So,
okay. Yeah, it's a very interesting reality within the life of the church that, you know, that death is something that one should be never fearful of per se, but truly meditating upon what is in our mind more of a beginning than an end, right? I mean, that really is the mystical entry point into whatever eternal existence you're going to experience. And so a text that at least gives one, you know, food for the imagination, as it were, is really going to be essential to helping, I think, a very fearful generation, people who are really, truly fearful of dying.
Yes, yes. We'll come back to that. We're going to continue with it. Till the next time, my friends. Fides et ratio.